Hello. I'm going to be speaking about presents today. And the reason I've chosen this is because I've just been speaking to somebody about presents, somebody who has done an academic study on it and obviously knows quite a lot about it. And the reason I'm going to share about it is because I find the whole concept of presents really exciting, because it's something that so few of us are really truly aware of, and yet it can be a real gift to give to somebody else. I suppose I became more aware of it because of my coaching. And when you become a coach and when you do a lot of coaching, you'll notice that some days you are in your head. You've got things going on, your children are sick, your car's broken down, or what, and there's things going on. And when you're in the session, if you pay attention, you'll notice how your mind keeps hopping up to whatever it is that's bothering you. And each time it does it, you disconnect from the person you're with. And if you become aware of this through what I'm sharing and through other means, what you'll also realize is that some other times, you won't have stuff going on. And when you come into a session like that and you're with somebody, you can be completely and utterly present to that person. And you can pick up on subtleties that you would never have picked up on if you were in your head and in all the stuff that's going on in your life. Things, for instance, like discomfort, or a pattern in the way that they've been addressing challenges in their life or avoiding challenges in their life. You become so much more aware of that person or the team or whatever it is that you're working with, that you pick up a lot more information. Now, I'm sharing this with you in regard to coaching because to me it makes it really clear and easy to understand. But the same is true of just being with somebody in a room. It could be a relative, a family member, a child, or it could be a colleague at work, and they might come to you with a challenge or a problem. But if you're in your head, either trying to think of an answer before they've actually said what they're saying, or what is very common is when we're having a conversation with somebody, we are already thinking of a solution or an answer or something to say to what they're saying before they've finished what they're saying. It's almost like there's a bit of a competition going on. But when we do that, we're not truly listening to the person we're with. We're not truly taking in everything that's going on for them. So instead of allowing yourself to go into your head and finding solutions and things to say, a good way to step into being present is to start being really curious. So instead of going to your preconceived notions and ideas and trying to fix something, try and become curious about what they're saying. And you could ask things like, okay, so that sounds quite intense, depending obviously on the situation. You'll have to pick the right questions for the right scenario. But you could say that, mirror what they've actually said and say something like, that sounds very intense. Put into your own words what you think they've experienced. And then you could then you could ask an open-ended question, which is what we use a lot in coaching. And the question could be, okay, so how does that affect you? And what that does is that allows the person you're with to step into that space and to fill out what's going on for them. Another really, really powerful question is to ask somebody, okay, so what are you going to do about that? And when you ask that kind of question, what you're doing is you're helping somebody to step out of victim mode, if they're in victim mode to start with, and you're asking them to take responsibility for what's going on, and to start thinking about what they want to do. And when they start thinking about what they want to do, they start moving away from dwelling on woe is me and everything is wrong. And they start to move the energy towards resolution and making changes and adapting and being resilient and all sorts of other things. And there might be nothing that they can do in this particular scenario. So the question might then be, okay, so what do you need to do to let go of this? Because sometimes when we can't do anything about it, it's best to let go of it than sit and dwell on it and let it cause us pain. Now, these are just suggestions, and please don't just go out and apply them to any particular situation. You have to be sensitive and find the right things to say at the right time and in the right way, because how you say things can have a massive impact. If you sit there and say, okay, so what are you going to do about it then? It's very different from saying, okay, I really hear what you're saying, and what are you going to do about it? Which comes from a much more caring, connected, supportive space. So you might want to look at how you say things as well as what you say when you're in one of those situations. Anyway, I just thought I'd share with you a bit about presence because it was on my mind and I find the topic very exciting. And for me, when you're really present with someone and you get really curious, all sorts of really interesting things can come out of that space. So go off and play, have some fun and see the difference between being with somebody when you're in your head and truly being with someone, because it's quite powerful. Have a super duper week. As usual, there is loads of stuff in the show notes below. There's links to my website where you can connect with me for coaching and team coaching. There's links to my online programs. I've got a free one, which is the 7-day happiness boost, and links to my social media, where if you have any questions at all about this episode or any previous episodes or anything you might think relevant to what I talk about, please pop me a note and I will do my very best to answer you. Have a fabulous week. So much love from me to you. Bye-bye.